This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you go out for dinner, say, and you decide to have a margarita, you are almost certainly partaking of a Mexican import. Virtually all the tequila in this country comes from Mexico, which means that if the president follows through on his promise to renegotiate or scrap NAFTA, happy hour might be a little bit different. Javier Martinez is the president and CEO of Martinez Brands. They're based in Pasadena, California, spirits importer. So we took a swing by where he cited tequila's NAFTA clauses to me chapter and verse.
You know, Annex 313 says, you know, that tequila for the U.S. is whatever Mexico says tequila is. So that lowered the regulation. You just tell the U.S., I'm going to bring this tequila. Here's my label. The approval is in 10 days. Something like that. Very easy. So that really, the NAFTA facilitated the whole procedure. Regulation. You know, Mr. Trump is saying about regulation. Well, NAFTA is going to kill that.
Well, talk to me then, because the president has said he wants to renegotiate or get rid of NAFTA. Mm-hmm. He wants to put taxes on products coming into this country. What's that going to do to Martinez?
Well, first of all, you know, the uncertainty that he has introduced into the business. Before any decision, legal decision is affecting my business, my mind has already affected.
You're seeing it already? Or you're feeling it already?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
On top of my business, I am actually currently the president of an association of Mexican entrepreneurs, Mexican business owners here in Southern California who have businesses. And all of us, we're worried, you know, because we put on hold business plans. Like in my case, you know, I was going to bring wines from Mexico. The logic was, you know, they accepted our beer, they accepted our tequila, you know, wine should be the next thing.
That's good. I like that, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But then, you know, we have the plans, we put together the plan. I said, shall we do it or shall we wait until it is more clear? You know, it's going to be a tariff of 20% or what is going to be the
thing?
Yeah,
but waiting for you, a guy who runs a business, time is money.
Exactly. But, you know, you have to make the decision. You run the risk and you continue as if nothing is going to happen or you slow down.
So what are you going to do?
I'm slowing down. Obviously.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I need more clarity.
The Mexican government has not been strong, shall we say, in standing up to Mr. Trump. Do you look to them, to President Peña Nieto, for support?
Well, I think the sense is that in the business community, we feel that the government has not been up to the challenge. We need to be stronger, firmer, and they have taken this approach of, you know, we're going to be cautious, we don't want to upset anyone, we want to negotiate. Yeah, but you're not playing with the same rules that Washington is playing, so you got to understand that. So that's our only complaint.
I'm not a tequila guy, but if I was going to start drinking tequila, give me your best recommendation.
Ooh, this is my luxury brand.
Oh, all right, okay, all right. All right, we're going to go luxury brand tequila? All right.
Paqui.
Which now, is, what's the difference between silver and gold tequila? And what I mean,
well, how many types of tequila you think there are overall? Not brands, not types.
Take two, a pick. Silver and gold. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm 10 different types.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, most of the people send in is silver, reposado, and añejo.
Okay.
But in fact, it's more than that. So it's
all right. So this is paqui.
This is paqui, which means to be happy in Aztec, in Nahuatl language.
How much is this going to cost me in the liquor store?
$30, you know, $29.99.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely. All right.
Mr. Martinez, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm not a tequila guy. You can check out all of our NAFTA coverage online, marketplace.org. Today, a quiz of sorts. You draw graphs of how you think the economy has changed since NAFTA was signed. We'll tell you how you did. Give it a try. It is, I will tell you, harder than you think.